In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word, and understand, and do thy will, for I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul, and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is Sunday, July the 21st, 2024. For our scripture reading today, we have three sections from Luke, Romans, and Matthew. And for our readings from the lives of the saints, we have the prophet Ezekiel and the venerable Simeon of Emesa, the fool for Christ, and his fellow ascetic, venerable John. Starting with Luke, we have chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened. On to Romans chapter 6, verses 18 through 23. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now you present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. On to Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to those who followed, Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, let it be done for you." And his servant was healed that same hour. So that's our scripture reading for today. On to the prophet Ezekiel from the Lives of the Saints. The holy prophet Ezekiel lived in the 6th century before the birth of Christ. He was born in the city of Sarir and descended from the tribe of Levi. He was a priest and the son of the priest Buzi. Ezekiel was led off to Babylon when he was 25 years old, together with King Jeconiah II, and many other Jews during the second invasion of Jerusalem by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. The prophet Ezekiel lived in captivity by the river Chebar. When he was 30 years old, he had a vision of the future of the Hebrew nation and of all mankind. The prophet beheld a shining cloud, with fire flashing continually, and in the midst of the fire, gleaming bronze. He also saw four living creatures in the shape of men, but with four faces. Each had the face of a man in front, the face of a lion on the right, the face of an ox on the left, and the face of an eagle at the back. There was a wheel on the earth beside each creature, and the rim of each wheel was full of eyes. Over the heads of the creatures there seemed to be a firmament, shining like crystal. Above the firmament was the likeness of a throne, like glittering sapphire in appearance. Above this throne was the likeness of a human form, and around him was a rainbow. According to the explanation of the fathers of the church, the human likeness upon the sapphire throne prefigures the incarnation of the Son of God from the Most Holy Virgin Mary, who is the living throne of God. The four creatures are symbols of the four evangelists: a man, St. Matthew, a lion, St. Mark, an ox, St. Luke, and an eagle, St. John. The wheel with the many eyes is meant to suggest the sharing of the light with all the nations of the earth. During this vision, the holy prophet fell down upon the ground out of fear, but the voice of God commanded him to get up. He was told that the Lord was sending him to preach to the nation Israel. This was the beginning of Ezekiel's prophetic service. The prophet Ezekiel announces to the people of Israel, held captive in Babylon, the tribulations it would face for not remaining faithful to God. The prophet also proclaimed a better time for his fellow countrymen, and he predicted the return from Babylon, and the restoration of the Jerusalem temple. There are two significant elements in the vision of the prophet: the vision of the temple of the Lord, full of glory, and the bones in the valley, to which the Spirit of God gave new life. The vision of the temple was a mysterious prefiguring of the race of man freed from the working of the enemy and the building up of the Church of Christ through the redemptive act of the Son of God, incarnate of the Most Holy Theotokos. Ezekiel's description of the shut gate of the sanctuary through which the Lord God would enter is a prophecy of the Virgin giving birth to Christ, yet remaining a virgin. The vision of the dry bones prefigured the universal resurrection of the dead and the new eternal life bestowed by the Lord Jesus Christ. The holy prophet Ezekiel received from the Lord the gift of wonderworking. He, like the prophet Moses, divided the waters of the river Chebar, and the Hebrews crossed to the opposite shore, escaping the pursuing Chaldeans. During a time of famine, the prophet asked God for an increase of food for the hungry. Ezekiel was condemned to execution because he denounced a certain Hebrew prince for idolatry. Bound to wild horses, he was torn to pieces. Pious Hebrews gathered up the torn body of the prophet and buried it upon Maor Field, in the tomb of Sem and Arthaxad, forefathers of Abraham, not far from Baghdad. The prophecy of Ezekiel is found in the book named for him, and is included in the Old Testament. St. Demetrius of Rostov, October 28th and September 21st, explains to believers the following concepts in the book of the prophet Ezekiel. If a righteous man turns from righteousness to sin, he shall die for his sin. and his righteousness will not be remembered. If a sinner repents and keeps God's commandments, he will not die. His former sins will not be held against him, because now he follows the path of righteousness. On to our second reading from the Lives of the Saints, we have the Venerable Simeon of Emesa, the Fool for Christ, and his fellow ascetic Venerable John. The monk Simeon, Fool for Christ, and his fellow ascetic John were Syrians, and they lived in the 6th century at the city of Edessa. From childhood, they were bound by close ties of friendship. The older of them, Simeon, was unmarried and lived with his aged mother. John, however, although he was married, lived with his father, his mother was dead, and with his young wife. Both friends belonged to wealthy families. When Simeon was 30 years old and John 24, they made a pilgrimage to Jerusalem on the Feast of the Exaltation of the Venerable and Life-Creating Cross of the Lord. On the journey home, the friends spoke of the soul's path to salvation. Dismounting their horses, they sent the servants on ahead with the horses, while they continued on foot. Passing through Jordan, they saw monasteries on the edge of the desert. Both of them were filled with an irrepressible desire to leave the world and spend their remaining life in monastic struggles. They turned off from the road, which their servants followed to Syria, and they prayed zealously that God would guide them to the monasteries on the opposite side. They besought the Lord to indicate which monastery they should choose, and they decided to enter whichever monastery had its gates open. At this time, the Lord informed Igumen Nikon in a dream to open the monastery gates, so that the sheep of Christ could enter in. In great joy, the comrades came through the open gates of the monastery, where they were warmly welcomed by the Igumen, and they remained at the monastery. In a short while, they received the monastic tonsure. After remaining at the monastery for a certain time, Simeon desired to intensify his efforts and to go into the desert to pursue asceticism and complete solitude. John did not wish to be left behind by his companion, and he decided to share with him the work of a desert dweller. The Lord revealed the intentions of the companions to Igumen Nikon, and on that night when Saints Simeon and John intended to depart the monastery, he himself opened the gates for them. He prayed with them, gave them his blessing, and sent them into the wilderness. When they began their life in the desert, the spiritual brothers at first experienced the strong assaults of the devil. They were tempted by grief over abandoning their families, and the demons tried to discourage the ascetics, subjecting them to weakness, despondency, and idleness. The brothers Simeon and John remembered their monastic calling, and trusting in the prayers of their elder Nikon, they continued upon their chosen path. They spent their time in unceasing prayer and strict fasting, encouraging one another in their struggle against temptation. After a while, with God's help, the temptation stopped. The monks were told by God that Simeon's mother and John's wife had died, and that the Lord had vouchsafed them in the blessings of paradise. After this, Simeon and John lived in the desert for 29 years, and they attained complete dispassion, apatheia, and a high degree of spirituality. Saint Simeon, through the inspiration of God, considered that now it was proper for him to serve people. To do this, he must leave the desert solitude and go into the world. Saint John, however, believing that he had not attained such a degree of dispassion as his companion, decided not to leave the wilderness. The brethren parted with tears. Simeon journeyed to Jerusalem, and there he venerated the tomb of the Lord and all the holy places. By his great humility, the holy ascetic entreated the Lord to permit him to serve his neighbor in such a way that they should not acknowledge him. Saint Simeon chose for himself the difficult task of foolishness for Christ. Having come to the city of Emesa, he stayed there and passed himself off as a simpleton, behaving strangely, for which he was subjected to insults, abuse, and beatings. In spite of this, he accomplished many good deeds. He cast out demons, healed the sick, delivered people from imminent death, brought the unbelieving to faith, and sinners to repentance. all these things he did under the guise of foolishness, and never received praise or thanks from people. St. John highly esteemed his spiritual brother. However, when one of the inhabitants of the city of Emesa visited him in the wilderness, asking for his advice and prayers, he would invariably direct them to the fool Simeon, who was better able to offer them spiritual counsel. For 3 days before his death, St. Simeon ceased to appear in the streets, and he enclosed himself in his hut, where there was nothing except for bundles of firewood. Having remained in unceasing prayer for 3 days, St. Simeon fell asleep in the Lord. Some of the city poor, his companions, had not seen the fool for some time. They went to his hut and found him dead. Taking up the dead body, they carried him without church, singing to a place where the homeless and strangers were buried. While they carried the body of St. Simeon, several of the inhabitants heard a wondrous church singing, but could not understand from whence it came. After St. Simeon died, St. John also fell asleep in the Lord. Shortly before his death, St. Simeon saw a vision of his spiritual brother wearing a crown upon his head with the inscription, "For Endurance in the Desert." And that is our reading for today. Thank you for tuning in, and all glory to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.